Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Public comments. Who's on my list? Where is my list? The ball, you're up first.
I'm here today to talk to you about something about my personal file that's being in process right now. I have a complaint filed for the superintendent about insubordination about certain policies. I myself am not aware of what the policies are. I would like some kind of written copy of like a handbook or something like that, because I feel that the policies that I have been written about are, it's been arbitrarily applied to me, or something that has not been applied to everyone else. I thought it was common practice, and I just haven't really had the opportunity to figure out or suss out what is common practice within the DPW. The fundamental problem of it all is that I cannot trust the superintendent because of such policies and how he distributes the rules and to which DPW employees that he does that to. And I also have documented cases of when it was permissible for other DPW employees to do what I am actually being written up for. So I would just like some kind of clarity as to what it is that is the distinction between myself and other DPW employees.
I'm going to call for an executive session later on.
Okay.
To discuss that matter.
Okay.
I don't know if can we make that motion now and do it later?
Or? We should do it before we go into executive.
Okay. So we'll take care of it then.
All right. Thank you kindly.
All right, is Julia here?
I'm Julia. I'm not Julia, but I'm representing her. Do you know what she wanted to say?
She's not feeling well.
Oh, I know she's not feeling well, but we don't exactly know what she was going to say because we weren't sure what you were going to do, whether it had anything to do with our interests. And so there's nothing about the woods being discussed today or the land swap or anything like that.
No, there's nothing in the agenda about
or
that.
Or the trail, yeah.
No.
Okay. I guess I don't have anything
to say. That's all. Where is the next planning board meeting?
Brian, can we say anything about the requested land swap being withdrawn?
I think that should be done at the planning board. That's really
but
not.
That was directed to us.
We didn't have it in our agenda to talk about that tonight, so I don't think we can. I mean, that should get brought up at the public hearing, because the public hearing is a continuation from the previous month, right, Rob?
That's correct.
So that's where it should get brought up. And when is that?
But I don't think it would ever get brought up at
the 21st.
Okay, we can talk about
21st.
It.
21st.
I mean, just for clarification purposes, since this came up, their attorney, the applicant's attorney, did email me and inform me that they were not going to proceed to seek the land swap with the village board any further. I'm assuming that'll be a determination that they announce at the next planning board meeting before they resume. But since we're there, we'll put it out there.
So.
Nothing.
All right. We'll move on.
Reports of committees. Mr. Fitzsimmons, you're first.
As the board knows, we've been dealing with the Woods Project, an ongoing project. We had a union grievance arbitration last week that is proceeding forward. That's being handled by myself and Labor Council. And I circulated earlier today, after a little bit of a delay, I apologize, some proposed short-term regulations for the board to review in a draft form. And then probably at an upcoming meeting or workshop, we can revisit those and see what your thoughts are on those as we move forward. And that's it. Ongoing projects other than that.
So at the workshop, Deborah, are you listening? Is she here?
She's there. Yeah, she can hear you.
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
At the workshop, that's the first thing we're gonna take care of. We're gonna all go through that, and then we can set, once we think it's all right, it can go for a public hearing?
Yeah, we would have to refer it to county planning for their review, and then refer it to our planning board for their review, and then we can set a public hearing. So it's, it takes a couple of months to get that process completed.
But if we we okay it at the workshop, we can get it to the county planning
board? We can start circulating it, yeah.
All right. That's good.
Okay, but Brian, I would like us to maybe have another workshop meeting on it, because I have some issues with the current draft.
That's the first thing we're going to discuss at the workshop meeting, so we can get it ironed out and either get it circulated or not get it circulated. I just want it over
with. I don't think it's ready to circulate.
Well, I just want it over with. So we'll figure it out at the workshop meeting.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Clerk Treasurer's report.
Tax bills are mailed out on May 31st and are due by July 1st without penalty. We have been extra busy with walk-ins, recording, and depositing in relation to the taxes. The office will be closed on Monday, July 4th, in observance of Independence Day. Meter cards are currently being recorded for water sewer billing. Water sewer bills will be mailed out at the close of the day on June 30th and are due by July 31st without penalty. Robert Patterson will prepare to work on the AD annual update document at the end of this month. Benefit deductions and accruals have been updated with payroll.
Thank you. Do we have a building inspector's report?
No.
Library report. You want to read that, Jason?
Yeah, sorry, I don't have it up yet. Sorry, guys. My bad. Oh, while we're in here, Brian, do we have any movement on the engineer for the village?
Yeah.
I don't, thanks, yours. For the village engineer, the work we need for the library.
You got an email last week about a meeting on the 22nd at 6:30.
I don't know that I got that, but I'm glad we got movement on it. Okay, I'll follow up with Jessica. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Asbestos has been completely removed. This is a library report because Toby's not here. She made a bid on carpeting to replace. That's great, but it's really difficult to get contractors to do the work now, and it's going to take at least a month before their carpeting does arrive. This is also a perfect opportunity because Toby always sees the bright side of things to repaint some of the spots that need it, so they're working on that. The seed library has been very popular, almost as popular as the tool library, which has had incredible usage, and it's been used over 65 times by individuals in the village. That's great. Implementing the New York State Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act webinar on the 16th. June programs included seed starting and collecting, Habitat for Humanity workshop, composting, story crafters at the town park. Again, we were approved for the grant for the field trips this summer with the Klawick Library. And the trips are going to be free for all Philmont resident youth that want to attend. First come, first serve. There's only so many slots. They're going to go to Mad Science, Maritime, Aquarium, the USS Slater, and the Hudson Athens Lighthouse. They did not approve Zoom Flume, which I think is a shame because I think the kids have really enjoyed it. Let's see. We'll most likely be joining the Summer Esports League again for the kids in the area for the summer. And they're applying for a 501c3 for funds from the Berkshire Taconic as a new nonprofit to pay for the costs associated with filing and promoting the association. This will allow the County Association to apply for grants for projects that would benefit all Columbia County residents without individual libraries spending money on their own budget to do so. And just so everyone knows, we'll have a shared table at the Climate Smart Fair in the Columbia County Fairgrounds on July 16th. In other news real quick, Casey Conlin is leaving for other opportunities, and they're seeking a candidate to fill his position as sustainability coordinator. That's all.
Community Center.
Okay. Community Center report for May, submitted by Mrs. Veronese. For the facility, the center was checked regularly during the month by me and Mrs. Veronese. Doors are being thanked here in the Community Center report for the beautiful hanging flower basket, flowering bushes, and annuals planted in front of the center. Stop by and take a look. It really does look good. Thank you for asking that. She mentioned that I installed some new LED light bulbs and picked up watering equipment, and that's working out for you, right? The watering? Good. The Girl Scouts, the Cub Scouts, and Scout leaders use the center for meetings. On May 11th, there was a birdhouse building program for the Girl Scouts, led by me. And it was assisted by the parents and Julie. The girls also learned about the bluebirds and positive environmental impacts. Last time I did the bluebird carpentry house, it was all girls as well. So I think in the future you're going to be hiring girls.
I hire them now.
Good. They're really fun to work with. It might take them 20 minutes to pound a finishing nail in, but they're having a good time. Julie was in contact with Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia County for a program this summer. She's planning on a two-week summer camp again. The CPR and first aid course is tentatively scheduled for the end of June. This will be open to Philmont residents free of charge. Sign up will be required. Check the village website for details as they become available. I think she told me it's already full.
Wow.
We're very close to full.
Nice. Yeah, great.
I just have one simple note to add, a positive note. Thanks to our village patrolman, Keith. That's the community center property area there. It was quieted down tremendously the past 2 weeks. He really did a good job of controlling up there and solving issues that were getting out of hand. So thank you for that.
Maybe I should bring up Mrs. Rainey's. He wrote a letter too about our former employee, Sarah Jampel Auerbach. She's going to request that Sarah be terminated, and we have a motion for that tonight. We have been trying to find her for a year, and so she has not returned her key. She resigned from her position at Taconic Hills. She has not responded to emails or phone calls, and so that's just the reason I thought I should mention that. That we need to terminate her because we can't find her.
That's it. Knock on his door.
Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I am well. Yourself?
Good.
For the month of May, we had 27 calls for service, 2 arrests, 77 property checks, issued 11 UTTs, and 26 VNT warnings. The actual UTTs doesn't reflect Memorial Day. There was an additional 26 tickets issued combined, so on that weekend as well. So it kind of doesn't go in that particular number. Overall, ATVs.
The police presence in Philmont has been very nice.
And helpful.
Yes.
Very much so.
It's calming down. I'm not saying we're back to good yet, but we're
not saying
there.
We're not done.
Little by little, but it's nice to see them down there, and it's nice to see the troopers and the sheriffs and the Philmont police. We're all working together. I smile every time I come over the hill as I'm putting my seatbelt on.
You know, with the shortage of manpower across the board for everyone, both the sheriff's office and the state police have been phenomenal working with us. Even when we're short, they're getting cars circling. We're around. Yeah. So, some things we do. If people email me, I get a lot of emails. I get text messages, phone calls. Nothing goes left alone. We are, following through on everything. Just some things take a little bit of time, but in time we do address everything that comes across the plate. So.
I appreciate it.
One of your officers, George, maybe you might want to just say it to Vern's face because he would like to hear a compliment.
Yeah, I was just telling him, Vern, that Officer Keith was patrolling up at the community center park in that area in the woods on a regular basis, and he approached a lot of people and talked to them and calmed down tremendously up there. So that's good. He's done a great job.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're trying across all aspects. Mm-hmm. Time and work. Everyone can use an extra hand here and there, but just keep anything's coming up, send it in. You know, everything helps. You know, I know Doug's received photos and other board members received photos. They forward things to me. Everything helps. It just, again, it's just a matter of time. But, you know, we'll put the presence where it needs to be, and we'll continue to focus and make sure that everyone's comfortable. So.
We're going into executive session at the end. Okay. We need you for 5 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll be in here. Just let me know.
Sally?
Hi. So I attended the Boa Hotel standing meeting with Larry and Barbara being the chair of the Economic Creek Watershed Management Plan, and Mayor Johnson could not attend. We missed him. However, we had a very lively, good meeting. So generally, I'd just like to report that both the Boa grant and the LWRP are going exceptionally well. Everybody working really great together. So on the Boa grant, we are continuing to draft the request for proposals for the scope of work identified in the work plan for the Boa grant. I expect that we'll have a draft on that by July on the Boa. So at the project, the project initiation meeting is going to take place on June 28th for the Boa. Emails went out, and while I'm here, Mr. Fitzsimmons, did you get it?
Sorry?
June 28th?
Yep.
You got it? You'll be able to either call in or...
Yes, I did get that. I'm sorry. Yep.
Awesome. Great. So that's going to kick off task one with Leslie, and she's very nice from the DOS.
That was 3 p.m., right?
Yes.
3 p.m.?
So we're going to do it at 3 p.m., closing office. Jessica will be there, Brian, Larry, Mark Roundtree, David Bolivais, myself, Larry, Mr. Fitzsimmons. And I'm going to meet with Leslie first at 2 o'clock. She's never been to Fremont. You know, David had been around. And so we're going to do a quick go round so she can see the community centre, see the Canal Street sites, and get a kind of understanding of Fremont. If anybody wants to come in a smart car, so I'm not driving my very old car, I'm up for suggestions on help on that. Maybe Mark, or maybe David Bolivais, they've got smart cars. So that would be fun for help. And then at the meeting, the two potential developers who were in contract to purchase the Summit Mill, they came and we invited them to the Boa grant committee. And it was really great conversation, right?
Excellent.
Yeah, it was excellent. And now really diligently canvassing the neighbours and residents for input and ideas. And they haven't decided on our use for the mill, but they're in process, they're in contract, and their primary goal is to put their expertise, which they have a lot of, towards restoring the mill, and then they'll come up with eventual use occupancy as they go along. 6 community members submitted requests to join the Heritage Working Group in response to the flyers that went out in the last water bill. We did have, the group now consists of 12 members, which is great. And we have 26 responses so far to the survey, which also helps with the whole process of the nomination for the historic district. And progress is being made nicely, with a meeting held in Zoom every month. The members are listed on the PBI's website for the historic district, if Deborah wants to pick anything up on that. There are minutes, summary notes published, so if she wants to pick any of that up, she can. Then the LWRP, that's going exceptionally well. We have just finished the first draft, the request for proposals, and it got thorough review by the town. And comments were collected, incorporated, it went back, several backs and forwards. It's now in front of the WAC again for a final sign off. We had a meeting last week, which was very good. the WAC decided that yes, they were happy with the RFP, that's ready to go, and once they've signed off, I can send it to the DOS for the DOS to review it and make comments. So that's one step forward. And we really think that we're going to get this RFP done by July and out the door by the first week in August. That's our goal, to do that. It's got to go through this review the first week of DOS, but that's our goal. Summary notes. The last meeting summary notes, just uploaded those summary notes for April, approved by the DOS. Those are up on the website. So again, if you know Deborah Gilman wants to download any of that to put on the village website, please do so. So apart from that, we're doing good. We're all in compliance, on time, and everybody's happy.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
David?
DPW report, we've been patching holes, picking up the garbage, recycling, repaired the packer on the garbage truck, picked up brush, on Mondays, some other days have done. Mowing and weeding and string trimming has been done, and started blacktopping on some road edges, put up the banners before Memorial Day. OSHA training is underway, we had two employees go up today. Water, we planted and watering flowers, got the sidewalk edges painted on Main Street. Our other employees back to work as of last Wednesday. Roads were swept prior to holiday weekend. Vacation has been taken by employees. And under wastewater and water report, samples went to the health department, all passed. Disinfection project is completed. We had our walkthrough last Monday, I think it was, last Monday. Walden hauled sludge to Albany, been mowing and trimming down below at the wastewater plant, reading meters now as we speak, monitoring water samples from the disinfection tank, caught up on communications today, called up numerous residents that called me over the weekend and as of Friday, and talked to a couple of them. They wanted had questions, and one of them ran there and talked to you about the leak, and they'll be getting in touch with you for a letter. Working on getting the prices for chip sealing some roads in the village of Philmont. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just have one thing to add. I just want to let Dave know that there's a dead tree up on the community center property, right on the outcrop, up on top there.
I'll stop by. Are you going to be home?
Right on the top where the rock pull-off is.
Are you going to be home tomorrow afternoon?
What's that?
You going to be home tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah.
I'll stop by tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. You can see it. Yeah. I'll even show you a picture of it.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Mayor's report. Well, it's been a busy month. Not a lot good. Been busy. About the only thing that happened that I really thought was positive, I called the engineering firm at Albany that we're going to have a discussion with on the 22nd. It's more than an engineering firm. It's a small family-run business. And they do work with comprehensive plans, and it's a full service business. And last Monday at our walkthrough down to the sewer plant, I asked the superintendent of that company if they'd ever heard of this firm, and he said yes, and he loves working with them. He said they're very good as far as water and sewer goes. So we'll talk to him, and I explained to him our problem with the library, and he said he could handle that too. The sales pitch was good over the phone, that's all I can say, but it always is. So once I sit him down in front of five of us, and I asked Robin Andrews also to be there to talk about the comprehensive plan review. So the best thing I can do is let you know.
Other What's
than
her that, name?
Huh?
What's her name?
LaBarge. LaBarge. I don't know if you have Well, I think it's a workshop meeting anyway.
22nd?
Yeah, it's 6:30. He's going to be here. And then I did all the regular things. I had a phone call with Ghent supervisory. We have a resolution to pass tonight about the rail trail. It was more for him than it was for us, but he needed us to get on board with it. It was a resolution that we had passed several years ago, so I guess they just needed it refreshed. So we're going to do that tonight. And I was with Rob a couple days this month with the labor lawyer. So that's my report. Let's see. Doug?
Okay. Deborah and I both have been working on the trail issue of phone calls, two in-person meetings, and we're hoping to... The best outcome comes from our work so far, but nothing has been settled. Deborah and I met with Mark Roundtree. Deborah got a grant for a bench and like a better approach to the dock across the lake. So we met with Mark. He's going to do the design work, and I met with David Sider. He's going to help like clear the trees and things like that that are up there. So hopefully we'll have a nice bench and access to the dock. So, attended the planning board meeting, attended the workshop meeting. I went to a meeting with the Climate Smart people from Clawbrook. They're looking into hydro, possibly we can do hydro here in the village and maybe hydro down in Clawbrook by the old town hall, you know, where they do the court and everything. So there was just one meeting about that I attended. Went to the Memorial Day ceremony. Brian did a nice job. Thank you for being there and running that. Mr. Sider gave me a tour. I went down to the DPW, sewer plant. He gave me a nice tour of the disinfection plant, showed me how it ran, how it all works. So thank you, David, for that. And Brian was in Ohio. The fire department asked me to swear in the new officers for the fire department, so I took care of that. And they asked me that like about 10 minutes before I had to do it.
That's fine.
So you wouldn't have been able to do it anyway. That was it.
Jason?
All right. We are talking about having a truck wet down for the two trucks, which never had one, 4720 and 4719. That means we're going to throw water on the truck and celebrate the fact that we have a new fire truck. We're trying to combine that with a possible village day in the works, possibly in September. We're still choosing dates. If anybody has any community input, we're happy to hear it. So we're also going to discuss having fireworks, vendors, and, you know, a full-on party. Carl Quinn contacted me, and I met with him about possibly moving from the community center back to downtown with the Greener Pathways vehicles. They're not getting the foot traffic they would like, and the substance abuse problem is only growing in Philmont. So beyond asking if we have any issues with them going back to the parking lot, which is actually owned by the gentleman that owns High Falls Pizza, not Family Dollar, we'd like to ask if we could have a community forum to address the substance abuse issues in the village, how we're dealing with it, and just informing citizens. So I would think that would be maybe a community workshop or something. So I'm putting that out there now. If anybody has anything to say about that, they're welcome to write us a letter. But otherwise, I think we're going to probably work through planning that. What's that?
Jason?
Yeah, back into the Family Dollar one where they used to be. Yes, Deborah.
That's a very good move because there's not much.
In terms of a location, you might also reach out to Roxanne Wilkins at the spot, which is where the free store used to be.
Okay, great. I will do that. Thank you. Great idea. The other thing is I priced out real quick dog waste bags and dispensers for the baseball field down there because we've had some talk about that. It would cost about $1,000 to set that up. DPW could help do it. Maybe you can find it cheaper, Dave. I don't know. But it was more expensive than I assumed. But it would be $1,000 for the trash can, the bags, and the dispenser itself. unless it gets vandalized. And the last thing is we're gonna make a motion tonight to increase the price of garbage. There's a flyer that's coming out this week. It'll be on Facebook so everyone can understand exactly the mechanisms and reasons why that needs to occur. And most of it has to do with the fact that recycling, we have to pay to recycle now. So our plan is to keep the recycling free in the village on the days that it is that you can bring it out there. But the price of a sticker will increase from $3 to $5, which means you get two typical 13-gallon kitchen garbage bags for $5. With that increase, it still puts you $100 below the cheapest option for private refuse collection. So there's three or four of them in the county that will come and give you a bin. But we have a great garbage collection. We're so lucky to have garbage collection, so I encourage everyone to use it. It's a great value, and it's a great service. And that's all I got.
Okay. Larry. Me?
No, Larry's first homeless.
Should I go?
No.
No, Larry's going.
I attended the BOA meeting, as Sally had mentioned, and we had a lengthy discussion with the two gentlemen. They were very refreshing, very energetic. I think we spoke to them for close to 2 hours. It was 7:15 to 9:15 almost. Yeah, they got more time in than you did.
No, can't have.
No, it was very.
Going much better.
Yeah. No.
Four points everywhere.
They were. Very enthusiastic and very very willing to listen, as Sally had mentioned, as to what a good purpose for that building would be. They just don't want to build it and then, you know, build it and they will come. They want to build the right thing for Philmont. So that was very good to hear. Went to the planning board meeting, attended the workshop meeting, went to the fireman's banquet that Doug had spoke about, spoke to Vern about police coverage for the Firemen's Convention, July 30th. Step-off's at 2, but we're going to need Prospect Street from Cumberland Farms to Church Street. No parking probably from 1 o'clock to 2:30. So we're having discussions on how to make that happen, how to enforce it. The plan is we want to go door-to-door and hand out a flyer and just knock on the doors and let everybody know that if they can please not park in that section of the village street between 1 o'clock and 2:30, that would be greatly appreciated. What else did I do? I've received quite a few emails and some letters directed towards me for support of the Essex Trail, not to do the land swap, and it sounds like that's not even on the table anymore, but I do appreciate listening and getting opinions and from the residents of the village. That does help us with our decision making. And I do have the fire chief's report for the month of May 10th to June 10th. Calls for the month were 21. Mutual aid personal vehicle accident in Craville, which kind of highlight a lot of false alarms, a lot of EMS calls, carbon monoxide of Hawthorne Valley.
Wow.
Fire calls for the year are 51, EMS calls are 47, total calls for the year are 98. We had two drills, one truck inspection. Attended the annual Memorial Day parade. They went to a firefighter service for Bud Godfrey up on May 14th, the New Lebanon Station. And we went to a wet down for Hudson's new ladder truck on June 4th with 10 members. And reporting that the 4720 will be out of service for repair starting June 13th. That's it.
Thanks. I don't want a 1063 or 217 out of me.